Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today we start a new chapter, Babu Tahrimi Tashabbuhir Rijali bin Nisa'i wa Tashabbuhin Nisa'i bir Rijali fi Libasin wa Harakatin wa Ghairi Dhalik. The chapter on the prohibition of men imitating women and women imitating men in their dressing, in their movements, etc. عن ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما قال لعن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم المخنثين من الرجال والمترجلات من النساء وفي رواية لعن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم المتشبهين من الرجال بالنساء والمتشبهات من النساء بالرجال رواه البخاري. حضرت عبداللہ ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam cursed men who adopt the ways of women, in other words, imitate women, and women who adopt the ways, women who imitate the ways of men. Another narration states that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam cursed men who imitate women, and women who imitate men. This hadith is mentioned in Bukhari Sharif, Abu Dawud Sharif, and Musnad Ahmad. This has become something that has become so common in the times we live in, that a man doesn't feel shy to dress up like a lady, and the lady doesn't feel shy to dress up like a man, to act like a man in her ways, in her styles. Sometimes it's in terms of the dressing. If you look at the dressing of many women today, a t-shirt, pants, tackies, if you look at just the dressing, you won't know that this is a woman's dressing or is a man's dressing. And now there's something new concept came out, unisex, both sexes. Something that was unheard of in the past. Woman had a different way of dressing, and a man had a different way of dressing. But as time is going to go, and as time is going, then woman will imitate men more and more. They'll want to be like men, and many men will want to be like women. And we can see it. That's why this LGBTQ custom, or this culture, is being promoted so much. It's men that want to become like ladies, ladies that want to become like men. Men want to assume in a relationship that one is a woman and the other is a man. All sorts of funny things that the brains can't even understand, to such an extent that if a person wants to believe that he's an animal also, he's got the right of believing that he's an animal. If one person chooses that he or believe that I'm a cat, he has the right to believe that he's a cat. One just person chooses to believe that he's a dog, he has the right to believe that he's a dog. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, beautifully Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, you see beautifully what we mean is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam brought a close to it. Obviously, via wahi, Allah ta'ala had inspired him, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself cursed. Imagine, we're not talking about anybody else cursing, we're talking about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cursing. When you say curse, means Allah ta'ala take this person out of his rahmat. And such a person who adopts, who imitates the ways of woman, and a woman who imitates the ways of men. We all need the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We all hopeful for the du'as of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yeah, because a person has the traits and the styles and the ways of woman, and he's pushing it in the way he carries on with his life, then what you find? That he's getting the curse of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this hadith used a few words. One of the words was used is mukhannathin. لعن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم المخنثين من الرجال. What is meant by this مخنثين? We translated men who adopt the ways of women. Actually, what it refers to is such men who adopt the style, the actions, the speech, the dressing of women, and are termed effeminate. And sometimes in loose colloquial language, people refer to them as muffies, etc. But such men that now their style and their ways are like women. They are of two types. Those that are naturally born, you get some men that are naturally born with a feminine voice, a feminine style, etc. There's hope that these people, Allah Ta'ala will excuse these type of people that are born like this. There's hope Allah Ta'ala will forgive them. How? So long as they don't act on their traits and do anything haram, they don't go towards anything haram, and they don't promote anything haram, there's hope that Allah Ta'ala will forgive these type of people. It's not as though that these people, because they were born with that feminine-like qualities, now they will come under the curse of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So long as they don't go beyond the bounds and start justifying haram and acting in a haram manner. Similarly, those women who adopt the behavior, the dressing, the actions, the speech of men, etc. Nowadays you get it even further. A person can choose to have surgery. So if he is a man, he can choose surgery to become a woman. And a woman can have some type of surgery and she can become like a man. Whereas this is completely something forbidden. How beautifully the Quran Sharif, one ayat of the Quran Sharif describes this. وَلَآمُرَنَّهُمْ فَلَيُغَيِّرُنَّ خَلْقَ اللَّهِ وَمَنْ يَتَّخِذِ الشَّيْطَانَ وَلِيًّا مِّن دُونِ اللَّهِ فَقَدْ خَسِرَ خُسْرَانًا مُبِينًا. Shaitan said, Allah Ta'ala is explaining what Shaitan said, that I will command them and they will certainly change Allah's creation. How Allah Ta'ala has created them, they will change that creation. Shaitan is saying that I will command them and this they will do. And then Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is saying, whoever takes Shaitan as his friend, instead of Allah Ta'ala, has indeed incurred a manifest, a clear loss this person has incurred, because instead of taking Allah Ta'ala as his friend, he has taken Shaitan as his friend. Some examples of men imitating women include men lengthening the hair excessively, wearing jewelry. Sometimes you see men wearing earrings and wearing bangles and behaving like women, shaving their beards, speaking in the womanly tones. And some examples of women imitating men, including women cutting the hair. You get women sometimes, hair is cut so short, wearing men's clothing, entering professions which are suited to men, etc. And nowadays you find also that you get sports that normally would have been for men, you get women playing in those sports. Women soccer and women cricket and women, all type of sports you get that would normally, not to say we should be playing sports, I'm just giving an example of this imitating that's going on to such an extent that you'll get even women boxing, etc. Something that you never heard of before. Allah Ta'ala has made a man distinct, Allah has made a woman distinct, and this is the beauty of the creation of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Even the animals don't do these type of things. Despite animals being animals, even they don't go so low that they have a relationship men to men, and the male animals want to behave like female animals, and female animals want to behave like male animals. This is something that has taken, as we explained, this is some act of shaitan, some whispering of shaitan, some influence of shaitan that is causing men to behave like this. Allah Ta'ala has created a man as a man. They should be happy to be a man. Isn't such a thing, I wish I was a lady. Allah has created a woman, the woman should be happy that she has been created as a woman. Not that a man wants to behave like a woman and a woman wants to behave like a man. However, Allah Ta'ala has created us, we are happy. There's a reason why Allah Ta'ala has created us like that. And Allah Ta'ala has given men and women both opportunities. Allah has given both male and female to get his closeness, to get his happiness. Why should a person feel as though he's inferior, whether he be a man or whether he be a lady? May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.